signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
Town and Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain on Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town and Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town and Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Our second. Yeah, that's Cheney's second. Back at McLean Park, some changes for Mountain Home. We're trying to figure out who's where. Looks like Cheney has moved to second. I believe that's Harris. They moved to center field, and Lawson Stockton takes over on the mound. So Lawson Stockton, the new pitcher for Mountain Home. Jacob Kennedy, the pitcher, at the plate here for Keene. Kennedy, Conley, and Charles at the plate this inning for Keene. Next pitch is in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Next pitch is a ball, 2-1. So Gage Cheney, I believe, is taking over at second. Harris is in second. And Stockton the first. They've done a lot of changing position-wise here. Kennedy takes that pitch for a strike. It's 2-2. 6-0, Keene with the lead. We're in the top of the third. Keene with 4 in the first, 2 in the second. Stockton's X pitch is inside, 3-2. Got to give my man Dylan Conley props, doing the PA, and he played my song for me. Hank Jr., family tradition between innings. He loved every second of it. 3-2 pitch called, strike 3 on the outside corner, and Stockton gets the strikeout. So one down, it brings Liam Conley, the third baseman, to the plate. He'll bat with the bases empty. One down here in the third. 6-0 our score. Keene with the lead. Conley bats from the left side. Stockton ready with his first pitch to him and misses low with it. 1-0. Conley had a base hit back in the first inning. One of two hits in the game so far for Keene. And hits this one down the right field line. That's going to fall in over the first baseman's head. And he'll be on with a one-out single. So Conley, 2-for-2 this evening. Six zip, Keene with the lead. Charles stepping in, takes a called strike, throw to first, runner back in time. Alex Charles, the first baseman, popped out to end that first inning. He's 0-for-1 so far tonight. Conley, the runner at first, he's there with one down. Stockton set, brings the pitch home. The runner is going. Pitches the ball. The throw down is not in time. Ball was dropped. I don't think they get him anyway, even if the shortstop Ellison hangs on to it. So it's a 1-1 count now to Charles. Conley with the second stolen base of the night. Charles hits this one foul, right side. It's out of play. 1-2 now. Keene now with a runner in scoring position. All three innings. Tom Jordan, the Mountain Home manager, out asking. I think he's asking about the count. I don't know if he saw what the pitch was on the stolen base. One and two, the count to Charles. Charles takes this pitch high, has a different mannerism in the batter's box. He continues lifting that front foot up and down, up and down. He gets the bat up, ready to swing, and the front foot keeps going up and down. I don't know if I've ever seen that. It works, though. Hits this one into left center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And gets by the center fielder. The runner from second will score. Charles heads for second. He's got an RBI double. 7-0 Keene with the lead. So Charles with his first hit of the evening. It brings the 9-hole hitter Jared Schmidt to the plate. Schmidt grounded out back in the second inning. He's 0-1. Keene has now scored in each of the first three innings. Four in the first, two in the second, one here in the third. That first pitch to Schmidt from Stockton is up high for ball one. Stockton said he'll check the runner, check him again in second. The pitch home is going to be low and outside for ball two. 7-0 Keene with the lead over Mountain Home. Runner from second is going. The pitch is a ball. The throw to third, not in time. And Trent Jordan covered the bag. Got slid into. He's all right, though. Stolen base for Charles. Three and zero, the count to Schmidt now. Stockton back to the windup with a runner at third, and misses for ball four. So runners at the corners for Keene, and back to the top of the order we go. This is Tucker Brown. Brown hit by a pitch, stole a base and scored. Recent error, stole a base and scored. Runner at first is going. The pitch is low, and there wasn't going to be a throw made anyway. Runners at second and third here for Keene. 1-0 count to Brown. Stockton back to the windup now. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Hit left side, base hit. One run will score. The second runner, they're going to send him. He hesitated coming around third. The throw in time. They get him at the plate. I tell you, if Schmidt doesn't hesitate coming around third, he may score there. I couldn't see the third base coach. I don't know if maybe he gave him a late indication whether to keep running or not, but did he? Okay. That's what the third base coach, who's the manager, Chad Brandon, saying, hey, that was my fault. Just a little hesitation, and Schmidt gets thrown out of the plates. But the first run scores. Charles makes it 8-0, Keene. So Brown gets one RBI with a base hit. First pitch to Brannon is in for a strike. 0-1. Brown with good speed at second. He's going. The pitch bounces up. Not a chance for Rickman to throw him out. And Brown has his third stolen base of the night. One count to Brannon. Two outs here in the third inning. 8-0, Keene with the lead. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Stockton. He fields it, throws to first in time. And that will end the second inning. But two more runs for Keene, New Hampshire here in the third inning. We'll head to the bottom of the third. It's 8-0. Keene with the lead. You're listening to Mount Home Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Folks around here already know you can get the best farm-raised American catfish at Skipper's Restaurant, along with tasty salads, burgers, daily specials, and yummy appetizers. Everyone at Skipper's welcome all the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series teams and invite them to stop by Skipper's for friendly service, down-home deliciousness, and a great breakfast anytime, in between games, before or after. The staff at Skipper's wish the players good luck, good food, great people, and a fun atmosphere. Skipper's Restaurant, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Hey teachers, back to school is right around the corner. Have you been struggling to hear little Tommy talk in the back of the classroom or Susie ask you a question? Does the principal sound like he has a waste can over his head? Is that the bell I hear ringing? There's no time to waste. Jump on the bus now. Call Taylor Hearing Centers for your free test at 424-4600. Remember, all active and retired Arkansas teachers have up to $2,800 of hearing aid benefits to use every 3 years.
You're listening to Blue Storm Baseball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We go to the bottom of the third. Keene, New Hampshire, with an 8-0 lead over Mountain Home. Some changes for Keene. We'll get those here in just a second. First off, it's Jackson Jones leading things off for Mountain Home. Has a 1-0 count. Jones, Cheney, and Rickman this inning for Mountain Home. Next pitch is a called strike. It's 1-1. Taking over in left field for Keene is Austin Morris. New second baseman, Hayden Haddock. New first baseman is Jake McLaughlin. Next pitch is going to miss. 2-1. So Keene empties their bench. They had three subs. Get them all in here in the bottom of this third inning. Well, time call as the catcher wants to go out and talk things over with the pitcher. And Tom Jordan, the Mountain Home manager, takes the chance to talk to Jackson Jones. Keene scored 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Mountain Home back here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock game tomorrow night against Jasper, Indiana. Next pitch, a fastball misses high. Ball 3 to Jones. Mountain Home Blue Storm off Sunday, and then they're back here Monday night at 8 against Atlantic Shore, New Jersey. Jones fouls this one back and fills the count now. It's 3-2.
Yeah.
kidney ready. He wants that fastball again. There it is. It's hit in the air into left field. The new left fielder, Morris, comes in a few steps and will make the catch. That will bring Gage Chaney to the plate. Start of the game as the extra hitter. You get to bat 10. Played second this last half inning. He'll bat for the first time. Out home. Looking for that first base runner of the night. Chaney, swing and a miss for strike one. Kidney ready to work again. A check swing and foul down the right side. Chaney at the plate. Rickman waiting to bat next here for Mountain Home. We are in the bottom of the third. Keene leading the Mountain Home Blue Storm team 8-0. Next pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. And Chaney is set down on three pitches, and that is the fourth strikeout of the evening for Jacob Kennedy.
Catcher number four, Keegan Rickman.
So the Mountain Home catcher will come to the plate, Keegan Rickman. Base is empty. Two down here in the third inning. Swing and a miss and a fastball. 0-1. Next pitch. This is low and outside. 1-0. Games tomorrow start at noon, 2:30, 5:30, and 8. Same thing Sunday and Monday. Ground ball right side. Second baseman Haddock flips over to the new first baseman McLaughlin for the out. 9 up, 9 down for Mountain Home to start the ball game. Three innings in the books. We'll head to the fourth. It's Keene 8, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Mountain Home Blue Storm Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering. We're smoking.